My name is Gladys Attrell, and I am the mayor of Smithers.
Thanks so much for speaking with me, Gladys. And so with the holiday season approaching, you know, COVID, I think, made a lot of people really aware of how important it is to support local, not to mention COVID, but also the brief food shortage that we had in town as well, that it's so important that you know kind of where your food is coming from, but on a less essential level also, the makers in town, the creators, the artists, and the artisans and people that you can support. So what does this holiday season look like for Smithereens, and perhaps how is it different from years before?
You know, that's fairly loaded because this is our second pandemic Christmas, so we got a little run at it last year, understanding, you know, no or smaller gatherings and altering how we thought about things. And, you know, it, for me personally, last year I took the money I would have spent on Christmas and I used it to make donations. I heard from some of the businesses last year that, you know, focused on trying to support the local charities. Like, the lack of events, while it's something for us on our social calendar, also means something to people who use events as fundraisers, that local organizations that might rely on those fundraisers that we enjoy, but the money is going to go to support people in need, you know, even the animal shelter, folks like that, they're struggling a bit more. So there's, you know, there's the fun of what's happening downtown. I think we're all enjoying being downtown, seeing the lights up, thinking about the holiday season, thinking about the gifts we might share with those that are important to us. But I think it behooves us to think about what's going on in the community in general. You know, folks are more isolated, so we don't see things the same way we might have. And I would just urge people to think not only about supporting the local businesses, please do that. Let's keep our dollars in our community. But if you have some extra dollars, think about those organizations that are easy to lose sight of, the ones that are providing, you know, a bit of a safety net to people who are vulnerable. And, you know, definitely enjoy buying some presents for people, but maybe take some dollars and put them into a local charity as well.
Yeah, that's excellent. Excellent advice. Last question, Gladys. What does 2022 look like as far as council goes and the town of Smithers? What should we expect?
You know, it's so funny. When I think about 2021, it's a bit blurry. And as I look forward to 2022, I'm trying to kind of actually pull the blur, that sort of fade away, that fuzz away. You know, at the town, we've had, at the corporation of the town of Smithers, we've had changes in our senior managers in this past year. So I think looking forward, we're excited about the fact that we have a good team at the helm, and we're looking forward to that functionality transpiring into work getting done. Everything is a little bit more difficult through the pandemic, and we are adjusting to that. Things are a bit more complex. Things take longer. There's protocols that affect everything. You know, the one project people that have heard me for the last couple of years are going to find it hard to believe, but we're really hopeful that we get the downtown re-landscaping done. We had trouble in 2021 finding a contractor able to take it on. So hopefully in 2022, we do get that refurbishment of Main Street, and it'll look, you know, bright and beautiful and will set us in good stead for coming decades. So that's one thing. We're also working on those improvements to infrastructure that everybody cares about. Folks are aware that, you know, we've got a challenge with updating our wastewater treatment plant. That's on the books. Always looking at, you know, what can we do to improve the quality of the roads and sidewalks? I hear about that on a regular basis. It's a big challenge. The types of winters that we have make it tough to keep roads together. So we do hear that from people, and it's on our radar. You know, for the community, I'm hoping that we do get through not just our community, but the world community, that we get to the other side of the pandemic and we can see what, you know, what the future looks like. But I do hope that we do remember that we need each other in community. We've seen division in community through the pandemic. People are edgy. Everyone's tired. And it just is really important, I think, that we take a moment to consider the other. You know, when we're feeling a bit tense, when we're feeling a bit anxious, recognize the other person does too. And let's just take, it sounds like such a simple thing, but let's just take that extra moment to breathe and be kind to each other and support one another. When we see what's happened in the Lower Mainland, we know that in times of disaster, we need each other. And so let's make sure we have a whole community, a healthy community, support one another, and just really be nice to one another. I know it sounds so simple, but these days I just think it is so important.
Yeah, absolutely. Gladys, thank you so much for your time speaking with me today. I'm sure that the people of Smithers will appreciate the good reminder to be thinking of others, not just how to buy locally, but also how to take care of the rest of our community in Smithers as well.
Yeah, thanks so much, Pamela.